my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, continuing from the last time when we were talking about the issue of shaitan, iblis, attacking Muslims from many different ways and tricks and treachery, one thing we're going to cover today is what are the ways, what are the tricks of shaitan, how does shaitan attack us to decrease our iman, decrease our taqwa and our khushu in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we said last time, that Allah said in the Quran very clearly about shaitan iblis, when he said, قَالَ فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ مُسْتَقِيمٌ ثُمَّ لَأَتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَمَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah is informing how does shaitan attack us. How does he do his trickery and treachery? What plots and plans? Allah subhanahu is telling in the words of shaitan that he said and made a promise, an oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I will sit on the path, لَأَقْوْدَنَّ عَلَى صِرَاطِكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He will sit on the sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path that goes to Jannah. Shaitan will sit, not just for the whole ummah, but each and every Muslim. 1.6 billion Muslims strong in this world, and each one has a shaitanic agent trying very actively to deviate each one of those 1.6 billion. Some of them get successful and they sway, they deviate and they fall. The others who are strong mu'mineen, they fight with this battle of shaitan. They fight against this enemy of Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Shaitan is a clear enemy for you, so take him as your enemy and be steadfast and firm. Don't let your guard down. Don't be loose against shaitan. And he's saying that he will come to you. ثُمَّ لَأَتِيَنَّهُمْ. The shaitan will come to you, O Muslim, each one of you. How? مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. He will come from the front, from the sides, and from the back, and from all the directions. It is a metaphorical expression, not that shaitan takes the form of a human being and comes and attacks you, or pushes you, or shoves you, but that shaitan will not leave any stone unturned, shaitan will not leave any direction empty to attack us with any of its trickery and treachery, and we'll cover some of them, how are the trickery and treachery of shaitan. But the ayah that is very important to hear, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Shaitan is saying, if the mu'mineen, the believers, are really shakirin, then shaitan has no authority, cannot intervene or penetrate. Shaitan cannot make dilute through your brain and mind if you are a very shakir person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a, subhanAllah, what a wisdom from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is giving us a hint, giving an idea. But look, O mu'min, so long as you are shakur, so long as you are thankful for the blessings of Allah, for the ni'mah of Allah, because if you're shakur and shakirin, what does it mean? It means you are doing all the ibadat. You're praying on time, you're fasting, you are doing the zakat, you're doing the sadaqah, you're doing the hajj, you're doing the Ramadan, everything. Because that is embedded. How can a person be shakir and not pray or miss their prayers? How can a person be shakir and not fast Ramadan? How can a person be shakir and not feel for the gharib, masakeen, and give, donate? How can a person be shakir and not go for hajj? So in the word itself is embedded, if you really want to thank Allah, how do you thank Allah? You just stand up and say, shukr ya Allah. Yeah, word anywhere is fine. But to show your shukr to Allah, you have to show him action. And these are the ibadat. And not just a shakirin or shukur are not those people who just do the five pillars in Islam. They do more. They do the nawafil, the extra credit. They don't just pray five times a day. They pray tahajjud. They pray salat al-dhuha. They pray other sunnah, other nawafil in all the salawat. During the day, they have extra nawafil because this is the gesture of showing shukr to Allah. They don't just fast 30 days of 19 days of Ramadan. They fast in Shawwal. They fast in Muharram. They fast in Zilhijj. They fast other days. To show Allah, we are shakirin. And that's what Allah is saying in the Quran, وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. Shaitan himself is giving you the hint, giving you the idea. But the only way I cannot penetrate and deviate you and push you, if you are from the shakirin. And that's why Allah says in the Quran, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادٍ الشَّكُورٌ. Very few of the ibad of Allah, very few slaves of Allah are shakur. This is one thing. Another thing Allah tells us in Surah Ibrahim, Surah 14, in verse 22-23 in that area, that shaitan has no authority. You know, on the day of judgment, people say that shaitan made me do this. Shaitan forced me. There is no such thing as shaitan forcing anyone. We cannot blame it on shaitan. Enough is enough. We have to take account of our deeds and actions and words. We have to take responsibility of our own and say that we are to blame, our weakness. Look what Allah says in the Quran, Surah Ibrahim. وَلَمَّا قُدِي الْأَمْرُ وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُدِي الْأَمْرُ. قُدِي الْأَمْرُ here means that on the day of judgment, when the affairs have been decided, those who are Jahannami are going to Jahannam. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah save all of us from now to Jahannam. And those who are Jannah, you go into Jannah, it is decided. وَلَمَّا قُلِ الْأَمْرُ. On that day, day of judgment, when the decision-making process has all been done, everybody is ready. Now they're about to proceed, about to take steps towards the direction. قَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ. The shaitan said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعْدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ. When the affairs have been decided, now nothing can be changed. All the books are done for. Now shaitan will come in front of the people and say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعْدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ. Verily Allah promised you a promise of truth, haq. What is that? Jannah. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ. And I as Iblis, shaitan in dunya, promised you. فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I betrayed the promise. I ditched you. I deceived you. I made a new promise. The false promise the shaitan made in the dunya. What? The حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاد, حُبُّ اللَّزَّاد, of all this dunya materialistic thing, the shaitan keeps on making us a kind of luring and enticing, attracting us. That's what Allah says, وَزَيِّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Shaitan made the a'mal muzayyin. You know, this justification to get in the brain, oh, it's okay to do this, oh, it's not haram, oh, this is not makruh, oh, this is halal. This self-justification that goes in the mind of every mu'min is from shaitan, based on this ayah that Allah says, that وَزَيِّنَ. Muzayyin means to make something attractive, make something complacent. You feel complacent. Because if you have ittirab, if you're muttarif, if you're agitated, if you're irritated in your heart in doing something, that is a sign, that's a healthy sign. Your iman is baqi, your taqwa is baqi, because you're feeling restless, you're feeling unease to do that thing. There's something, there is your dhamir, your soul inside, provoking you. But what are you doing inside? Oh, mu'min, are you doing right? But if somebody doesn't have this irritation, doesn't have this uneasiness, and they feel tranquil and peaceful in doing the haram, and then they justify themselves in the mind, become mufti, say, oh, this is okay, this is halal, I think this ayah is applicable here. This is shaitan making muzayyin. وَزَيَّ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانَ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. Their a'mal, whether their a'mal is bad, whatever the thing they're doing, shaitan is making justified. So on the day of judgment, shaitan will come up to the mu'mineen and all the humanity and say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ. وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. Allah came and made you a promise of Jannah. And I also promised you as Iblis, the false promise of dunya, the luxury of dunya, the Jannah of dunya. But I betrayed you. أَخْلَفْتُكُمْ. I betrayed my trust, my promise to you. And then Allah said in that ayah, the shaitan would say to them, مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُسْرِخِي. And shaitan would say to these humanity who are going to Jahannam, I'm not your buddies, I'm not your friend, I'm not your buddy. Nor are you my buddy. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُ بِمُسْرِخِي. You are not my friend, nor am I your friend. Don't take me as your friend and don't blame on me. Shaitan would be saying, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسِكُمْ. Don't blame me. Alone in Arabic means blame, the blame game. Oh, shaitan made me do that. Oh, shaitan overpowered my heart. Oh, shaitan got into my brain. Many times people do divorce or kill or do something, and they say, oh, shaitan made me do it. At that time I was feeling the rage, the fear of fire and power. Oh, shaitan using my body. No. Allah has given us an aql and sabim. Allah has given us a heart with iman and taqwa. We need to say, A'udhu billahi shaitan rajeem, if we are feeling that resistance inside, and try to cool our nafs down and think wisely, am I doing the right thing or the wrong thing? And many times these people who do these things, they come up to the masjid, to the shaykh, Imam, and say, Shaykh, can we say that the shaitan made me do it? Can you put on the shaitan? I will do it. Wallahi, I mean, Shaykh, I'm very pure, I'm very miskeen. Shaitan overpowered me. Here Allah is saying in the Quran, in Surah Ibrahim, very clearly, don't blame it on the shaitan. Shaitan has no power over you. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُوْمُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, but blame yourselves. You yourselves became shaitanic. Yes, insan can become a shaitan. As we said many times in the last part of this khutbah, that وَكَذَلَكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوَ الشَّيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ. Allah says in Surah Al-An, Surah 6, verse 118, وَكَذَلَكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ. And this is how we have made for every Nabi, every Prophet, عَدُوَ الشَّيَاطِينَ, the enemies from shayateen. Shayateen is what? Al-Ins, yani min al-insan, wa min al-jinn. Yes, someone has said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ. Because of قِلَّة الإيمان, because of deficiency of Iman and Taqwa, can become shaitan and shaitani. Don't you see all these Muslim musicians and artists and rocks drinking and drugs and whatnot and having concerts and deviating so many shabab, deviating so many things. And then shaitan comes and justifies that, oh, music is not haram. There's not a single ayah in the Quran that uses the word music, they deny the glory, they deny, there's nothing. See? وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Shaitan is making the a'mal, the things مُزَيَّن, justifying them in their hearts. But here Allah is saying in Surah Ibrahim, verse 22-23, that area, that فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Shaitan himself will come on the day of judgment. Right now he's not going to come and tell you, but on the day of judgment, when people are going to Jahannam, Shaitan will say, don't blame on me, blame it yourself. You are the people who listen to my whisper, listen to my da'wah. That's what Shaitan will say, that I introduced you, I attracted you, I invited you towards the deviation, I attracted you towards the wrong, haram things, and you listened. And I don't, وَمَا لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ. Allah says in the Quran, in that ayah, about Shaitan will be saying to people at that time, إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ. دَعُوتُكُمْ دَعْوَةً. Shaitan made da'wah in the dunya to people towards haram things. People استجاب the da'wah of shaitan, they listen to the da'wah of shaitan, start walking with footsteps towards the haram, whatever it may be, and then they fell apart. And shaitan is saying, وَمَا لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ. And shaitan himself will claim, acknowledge, confess on the day of judgment, throughout your whole life, those 50, 60, 70 years of life, that you are mu'min or insan or believer, lived on earth, I as Iblis, Shaitan, never had any sultan. Sultan in Arabic means authority. You know how people say, oh, Shaitan overpowered me to control my brain, my heart, and made me do this thing haram. No. Shaitan himself is going to say in the day of judgment, وَمَا لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ. And I have no authority and power to force you, or not mean believer, to do something on earth, except that I just called you, دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ. You answered my call. Why did you answer my call? Shaitan is going to say to the mu'mini, why? Why on the earth, why in the widest brain did you ever answer my call? You shouldn't have answered. This is one call you could never answer. By the way, this call has no caller ID. No way to find out. Shaitan is knocking on the door and I can stop the call or block the call. This call comes all the time. What is this call that Shaitan calls us? A wadim and nisyan. Shaitan makes us forget. Nisyan, insan is made from nisyan, forgetfulness. That's why Allah says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind each other, remind one another, remind your own self, remind your family. Why? Because reminder benefits the mu'mineen. This is one da'wah of shaitan, to forget, to make the person pacified. Oh no, don't go to that halaqah, don't go to that dance. Oh, forget about the jummah. Oh, it's too difficult, your manager will get upset, might fire you. This is all shaitan talking. This way, making them forget Allah, making them forget the ibadah, making them forget all the things. And then the insan says, yeah, I think you're right, shaitan. I don't want to go to jummah. And the person misses one jummah, two jummah, three jummah, until the heart has become darkened from the darkness. Another da'wah shaitan makes, another da'wah, invitation in dunya, nazar. Very powerful, very treacherous. This is one of the biggest tricks of shaitan, to attack us mu'mineen using our eyesight. That's why in Shamal Tirmidhi it is written about Rasulullah that used to walk on earth. He didn't used to walk here gazing, staring, he used to walk with his eyesight lowered the gaze. And that's why in Surah Nur, Allah tells us, وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا أَبْصَارَهُمْ. And tell the believers to lower their gaze. What are the adab of walking? What are they? Are there etiquettes, manners of walking on the sidewalk? Is it always turning and going around? They're just walking in one direction with your outside focus, but lower. So that in case you see the opposite gender, you can immediately remove. Listen to the hadith of Rasulullah, which he said, which is narrated by Al-Hakim, Al-Tabarani, and also Imam Ahmad in their Sunan. Rasulullah said, "An-nazaratu," this eyesight, "is sahm min saham Iblis." This eyesight is a spear, is an arrow from the arrows of Iblis. This is not the only arrow he uses. There are so many arrows and spears and daggers that Shaitan uses against us. "An-nazaratu sahm min saham Iblis." And then he said, "Man taraka min makhafati abdaltu imanan yajid halawatu fi qalbi." This is a hadith Qudsi where Allah SWT is saying through Rasulullah to us that an-nazra sahm min saham Iblis. Your eyesight, your gaze, your eyes are a spear, an arrow from the spears and arrows of Iblis. And then Allah tells us in that man tarakaha min makhafati. Allah is saying, O mu'mineen, O believer, if you leave this eyesight, the gaze on the opposite gender, the gaze on haram things, if you turn your gaze, if you lower your gaze, if you change it, man taraka min makhafati, remember, there's only one power that forces you to lower your eyesight and gaze. There's only one strength that makes you, gives you the quwwa, the stamina, when you're looking at something wrong, to immediately turn away, and that is the power and quwwa of iman, taqwa. Fear of Allah. The one who has fear, true fear of Allah in their mind and heart, will never keep on staring and gazing on something that is wrong. They will immediately, their sense will come and knock on their head and say, "Wait a second, what are you doing? What are you watching? You know what you're watching? You're killing your iman." And then immediately the person will shake themselves up. And that's what Allah says, "Man tarakaha min makhafati." Whoever leaves that gaze and never from the fear of Allah, hope of Allah, what is the reward? What is Allah going to give to that person, individual, him or her? Allah SWT tells us, "Abdaltuhu imanan yajid halawatu fi qalbi." Because of their gesture, because of their effort and work, amen, that they remove their gaze or they lower their gaze, Allah will make that much of iman, abdaltuhu abdal, ibdal, change. Allah will change that action into iman, yajid halawatu fi qalbi. Allah will make that amount of amal that they have done, the strength to lower their gaze into iman, and that iman will be tasted by them in their heart. How? Strength, power, quwwa iradiyya, quwwa al-imaniyya, hararat al-iman. You know, iman is something that can only be felt or experienced. It can never be touched. You cannot touch iman, you cannot smell iman, you cannot see iman. You have to experience it. You have to feel it. It's a sensual feeling. Iman has harara, temperament. You can feel the strength of iman, the enthusiasm, the zeal, the fervor, the strength to do something. You're bold, you're gutsy, you can take bold moves. This is from quwwa of iman. Similarly, iman has also halawa, sweetness. Sweetness, halawa. You know, you take halawa, baklawa, halwa, anything you taste on your tongue, it's so sweet. Sweetness of iman is felt in the heart. How? When somebody comes, slaps you on the face, spits on your face, gives you a hard time, curses on you in dealing, interaction, does a very erratic behavior, you feel so torn apart inside. Hey, what did this person do? At that moment, the sweetness of iman, just like the car air freshener begins to emanate and the whole car begins to smell good, at that moment your heart emanates, gives sweetness of halawa to iman to soothe your nafs, to cool you down, not to become very fiery and give a tit for tat attitude or revenge, but rather say, "May Allah guide you, brother or sister. May Allah give you hidayah. Go, I forgive you. I let go. I leave my case to Allah." This is halawa to iman yajib fi qalbi wa fi jasadi. Allah SWT is informing these things to strengthen us against the tricks and treachery of shaitan. Because shaitan is always out there giving us da'wah, giving us attacks. And another one attack that shaitan attacks us comes in the places of worship, in the salah, in the areas of worship, such as when you're fasting, when you're praying, in the salatul jama'ah, shaitan comes and attacks us in the way of making us deviate or forget our salah. At that moment, we have to say, "A'udhu billahi shaitan rajim." سئل النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ورسول الله was asked الالتفات في الصلاة الالتفات يلتفت meaning turn. You know when sometimes people are praying and then they look here or there. It happens at times. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, what do you say, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of a person who in the prayer they turn either their face or they turn their jihad, their chest, or they just turn their eyesight here and there. What do you say about that, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Listen to the jawab answer of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, هو يختلط الشيطان من صلاة العبد. That is the way of finishing, diminishing the salah of that abd. In the salah, al-nazakh fi min al-shaytan is the way of distortion of the person in the ibadat. The waswasa, it comes a lot. And that's why Allah SWT tells in the Quran, وَإِنَّ يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. And whenever you feel a kind of deviation, whisper, waswasa, anything that is distorting you, distracting your attention and focus or concentration, as the man, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, seek refuge in Allah. Say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. In your heart, in your mind, at that moment, the moment that you feel your sense is losing, drifting away somewhere, you immediately say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. This is one of the ways that Allah SWT tells us. Another trickery that shaitan attacks us. A very, very subtle way. Very subtle way that you don't feel it. This trickery and treachery of shaitan is always there. Even the most pious mu'min and even the most least pious mu'min. What is that? Allah says in Surah Baqarah, "Ash-shaytanu ya'idukum al-faqr." Shaitan threatens you, attacks you with poverty. Oh, you're going to become poor. Oh, no, don't you dare give that money. No, that dollar bill, you need it for that chiclets chewing gum. Or that dollar bill you need to save for that six pack of cigarettes. Or that six pack of that. Or that dollar bill you need to save, keep saving. Or what happens to that bill, that next one, that cable bill, that luxury bill, the phone bill, the this bill, the that bill. Whenever somebody's standing in any masjid, in any place, musalla, anywhere where they say, brothers, please donate generous. Brothers, open your heart. Shaitan comes right there. And you know, at that time, Shaitan Iblis doesn't come, but sends his mammoth agents. If there are 500 people sitting here, there are 500 agents of shaitan attacking each mu'min. Don't give. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر. Allah promises you the Jannah, the paradise. In return of this qurb, Allah says this is qurb. من يقرب الله قرب الحسن. Allah doesn't even call it a donation. Allah doesn't even say it's تبرعات. يتبرع. No. Allah says this is your money. But wait a second, Allah, I didn't get this money. You gave me the money in the first place. Subhanallah, look at the Rahmaniyya of Allah. Allah is the Razzaq, the Quwwat al-Mateen. Allah, the most powerful, in the first place, gave us the money. And then he calls it, it is your money in sand. يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Can you give Allah a loan? Why? Because the word qard automatically gives you significance in your mind, in your brain, that it is a loan. Meaning, it has to come back to you in a given amount of time. If some brother comes up to you and says, brother, can you give me a loan, qard? You say, yeah. Okay, how much? 5,000. When are you going to return? Well, it's a loan. If the brother says, give me a donation, 5,000, you don't even ask when you're going to give back. Because you know already the word is clicking in your mind. Oh, I'm not going to get it back. But when the brother asks you, can you give me a loan? You say, yes. What's the duration of coming back? He says, or she says, maybe a month, 2 months, a year. So you always anticipate some return. In the same philosophy, Allah is saying, مَنْ يُقْرَضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَعِفُهُ. Allah says this, subhanAllah, this is the nizam of Allah, system of Allah. He's so generous, he says, give me a loan, but I'm not going to give you just the loan back. I'm going to give you many, many fold back. In today's world, if you give a loan to somebody for 5,000, say, give me 10,000 back, that is riba, usually, interest. It's haram. Rasulullah says, when you give a loan to somebody, do not demand more than what you have given. Unless the person gives it back to you from their own goodwill gesture. If somebody comes back and gives you 5,100 for the 5,000 that they took you from loan, it's okay, it's halal to take it back. Because you never ask for it, they're giving from their own intention. It is okay. Similarly, Allah is saying, you give Allah alone, مَنْ يُبْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَعِفُ لَكُمْ. And Allah makes ضعف, the increase, manifold. يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And shaitan is coming at that moment, at the moment that you put your hand in the pocket. You know how shaitan is so dangerous and treacherous? You put your hand in the pocket, you bring out the money, you're about to count, and he says, look, that $20 bill saved for the gas. You know the $5 bill? Take that out, put it in there. Allah is saying, look at the law of God, the prisoner. Allah is saying, put the next amount on me, and I'll show you how it comes back to you. Put everything into the pocket, and you see, you will not die out of hunger. You will not go bankrupt. Give me one person, not just in America and Egypt, give me one person in this whole world who gave something to Allah, who gave a qurb to Allah, and then he said, my financial halah, my financial condition went deteriorating, went diminishing, I went bankrupt, I have to file bankruptcy. Give me one person, and Islam on that day will be different. You will never find a person, not a single person. This challenge is open to the day of judgment. From the time of Rasulullah to the day of judgment, this challenge is open to any Muslim. You take it. You take this challenge with Allah. You see, you put everything in the will of Allah, you will never go bankrupt. Did Abu Bakr go bankrupt? Did Umar get bankrupt? Did Uthman Ghani get bankrupt? Did Ali Karamullahi get bankrupt? No. So that is what shaitan says. Ash-shaytanu ya'adukum al-faqr. Shaitan threatens you. Why? Because shaitan doesn't just invite you with poverty, he threatens you. Because when somebody threats you, oh, I'll do this if you do that, you get on the back foot, you get scared, you get very secluded, isolated, you consolidate yourself, you collect yourself. Whereas the person in the Medina is saying, empty your pockets, brother, empty, trust on Allah, test Allah's power, and you can trust. There have been many people who've been blessed. They did test. They emptied all their pockets. They went to pray Jummah Sunnah. They said, let me take it on. Let me take on Allah. Bring it on. They put everything in their pocket. Within hours, that same Jummah, within hours, they got money from sources they did not even think about. Allah says in the Quran, وَيُزِّقُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْسُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah gives risk from places that your diminishing mind can never even think of. And that is why it is about time that we as Muslims take on this challenge and push the shaitan away. Push this threat of shaitan. This threat is no, because remember, when somebody threatens you in this world, you either take it seriously or you take it lightly. Why? You take it seriously if the threat is credible. Somebody says, I'll shoot you, I have this gun in the hand, and they show you a gun loaded, you might take it seriously. You never know, this man might be a psychomaniac, he might just pull the trigger. But if this person says, I'll shoot you, and they have nothing in your hand, are you going to take their threat seriously? So Allah is saying, evaluate the threat of shaitan, Iblis. He threatens you every single moment in this life. Don't give to Allah, don't donate, don't give the heart to Allah. And Allah is saying, Ya ibadi, man yuqrit Allah qardan hasanan fayada'ifu lahu haythu yasha'. Allah will give you back many fold. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر لكم وأستغفر المسلمين فاستغفروني إنه غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم بسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, in conclusion, these are some of the many tricks and treachery the shaitan attacks us. They're not the all, but we discussed some of them today. Those that we can fight back, those that we can repel and thwart, whether it's the eyesight, whether it's the waswasa, whether it's the forgetfulness, whether it's the money. Test Allah today and keep that box filled up as you leave. Empty your pocket just for today, just for one Jummah. It's not asking you, just for today, based on this ayah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, you test it. Whatever you have in the pocket today, regardless of the denomination of that day, whether it's 100 or 20 or 50 or 10, you test Allah and you'll see in your life within the next 5 days what happens. Await the miracles, the karamat of Allah. Stand in expectation that look, you have taken on this challenge from Allah and you have pushed shaitan, the threat, and see how Allah brings the dividends, the fruits. We take so many challenges in this dunya. If a stockbroker says this thing is going up, take this challenge, put it in, and when you see the dividends rising, you have a big smile, an open heart. Wow, that stockbroker was right. He was telling me from a long time, I tested and I got it back. Well, the malaika angels are giving every day. this kind of incitement, encouragement, if only we listen to these things. That's what Rasulullah said. He said, whenever you get a feeling, a sensual feeling in your heart and mind to do a good deed, remember it is from the malaika. The angels are always around us hovering. Whenever we are in ibadah, whenever we are praying, doing zikr of Allah, the malaika, they surround us. And then they give us intuition, they give us feeling, inspiration. Do this good deed, do that good deed, do this good deed. At that moment, whoever capitalizes on that feeling and does it, they are the successful one. And the one who says, I'll think about it, they are the unsuccessful, because they are the one who are threatened by shaitan. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعْدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ. And we always think that, oh, when it comes to giving, it's only the brothers, the male. Look at the Rasulullah in that time, the Sahabiyah, the woman, they did not care anything of any, and they took on this challenge. They were, this is one thing that our sisters in Islam very seldom think about, being equal. This one place we don't want to be shoulder to shoulder. In boxing ring, in wrestling, in workforce, in other places, the women of this dunya want to be shoulder to shoulder. But when it comes to giving, very few sisters want to be equal, shoulder to shoulder with the men, rijal. I want to prove it to rijal. I wish that day comes when the women prove it to the men, that look, we are ahead you when it comes to giving. I remember the shaitan surrounds us in total surrounding, not just one at a time. And shaitan has agents. Like Allah said in the Quran, وَكَذَلَكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ النَّبِينَ عَدُوَ الشَّيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ. And Allah also tells us in the Quran that إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ يَجْرِي, I mean, Allah also tells us, إِنَّ جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Look what is happening in the world in the last few days. This is the activity of shaitan. Shaitan has upped the pressure. Shaitan has increased. And whenever shaitan wants to increase the pressure on earth, he uses those people, الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ, those people who don't believe in Allah, الْوَاحِدْ, الْفَرْضَ, الْأَحَدْ, الصَّمَدْ, he uses them against the Muslimin وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because remember, Allah is saying, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ النَّبِيِّ. For every prophet, Allah is saying, we have made an enemy of the shayateen of human beings and jinn. Now we have no Nabi, the last Nabi, Khatib al-Anbiya, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are the enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You answer yourselves. So the enemies of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be attacking who? Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not here on earth for them to attack. So who are these men? Al-Nabi, la ya'budun billah. Who are they going to attack? Of course, the followers of Muhammad al-Arabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is what they're doing right now. They're increasing the pressure. لِأَنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسُ وَالْجِنْ مَعَهُمْ وَالشَّيْطَانُ إِبْلِيسُ مَعَهُمْ كَمَانْ لَعْنَهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. Allah SWT is saying, these things, these events are signs from Allah. Alama from Allah. Ayah from Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. These are the ayats, the signs from Allah, that Allah is saying, oh, you believe, take this sign of violence as a sign from Allah. It's time to wake up from the sleep. It's time to get up and be proactive and have an action. What action, Ya Allah? Tell me. ادخلوا في السلم كافة. Enter into Islam in totality, in submersion, in completion, not half-hearted, not haphazardly, not part-time, but full-time. In fact, I would go one step further and say, overtime. Islam is one place where you don't need just part-time, full-time, you need overtime, because we're always in need. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our brothers and sisters over there in the Middle East who are going through tough times, who are really feeling the feeling of this shaitanic power. We, alhamdulillah, are here in our cozy houses, cozy cars, leather seats, nice comfy mattresses. We don't feel the heat of the missile firing. We don't feel the heat of the fire when the buildings explode. Because Allah has blessed us with this ni'mah. But the least we can do is give in the way of Allah and also pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua, because our dua is a silah, is a safe with the shayateen. Allahumma ansil muslimin wal muslimat. Allahumma ansil mu'minin wal mu'minat. اللهم انصر المسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات الاحياء منهم والاموات انك انت سميع الدعوات. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر اخواننا في فلسطين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم على عدوهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم ثبت اقدامهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم جميعا يا رب العالمين. وارزقهم الصبر الجميل يا رب العالمين. اللهم سهل لنا أمورنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم سهل للجميع المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين.